Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, August 5th. I'm excited to be back to work. Many people don't like Mondays, but I love Mondays, you know, especially when there's a lot of action going on in the studio. And today we're going to have a lot of action. We have a guest. We have a co-host. So we're going to have a blast here today. Of course, if you want to see us on Facebook, in video, you can go to our Facebook page on Let's Try It Again. Go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you'll see us there, and you can watch us, you can share, you can do whatever you want. And this morning, I'm joined by Allison. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. You guys will realize she's very bubbly. Maybe a little too much so far early in the morning.
That is true.
Not at all. Not at all. That's a way to start the day, you know?
I know. I'm like a get out of bed and ready to go person, and then I'm asleep at 6 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I know.
Wow. 6 p.m. I just start my evening at 6 p.m. here at work.
Oh, my God.
Really? Do you really go to sleep at 6 p.m.?
No, but I mean, I'm a little bit of a grandma, but I'm awake in the morning. It's the coffee.
But mornings are cool. I like mornings. I wish I could get up earlier in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't. I get up exactly in time to get here, and that's it, you know? But at night, shit, I don't go to bed till 2 o'clock in the morning.
What? What are you doing? I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. That's a bad question. Never mind. I take it back.
No, it's mostly reading and maybe watching a movie and being on the internet, on Facebook and things like that.
Really?
And yeah, so, but I got to tell you, being in front of screens, it keeps you awake. So you got to stay away from that.
You got to change the lighting on all your screens. It's like a blue lighting is supposed to be better for you and it lulls you to sleep.
I know. But I don't do that.
Well,
I actually feel, no, I just feel I'm missing out if I sleep, you know, if I spend too much, many hours. But, you know,
FOMO.
I don't sleep enough. What?
They call that FOMO.
Really?
Have you heard that term?
No. What is it?
Fear of missing out.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? It's got a
name. Like, there's a term for it. It's like a medical term.
I know. In this day and age, you feel you're going to miss out on something because the world is 24/7.
Yeah. That's why I just sleep. So I don't have to worry about it.
Good for you. See, thanks. I need to do that. Sleep 12 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm like a cat.
So, very cool. Are you an LA native?
I am an LA native.
Really?
I was born in the Palisades and moved to Malibu, then went to USC. I've literally never left.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid to
So leave. You've lived the high life in LA. I mean, you've lived in the nicest areas, the best school. How did that happen? Is that like fortune? You were born into a well-to-do family?
Don't start with me. That's horrible. That makes me sound... Yeah, I mean,
no,
I guess I've been lucky.
Yeah,
I'm fortunate.
Yeah, very much so. That's very cool, you know. So what did you do at USC? What did you study there?
I got my degree in elementary education. So oddly enough, I was an elementary school teacher for a few years.
Really?
And I was in the domestic peace corps. So I'm not like I'm not a bad person. I give back.
Who said you were a bad person? Why would we even think that?
Because my general perception is that everyone hates me. Is
oh,
that
no,
normal?
That's not a good place to be.
I know.
It's normal, but it's not a good place to be.
It is normal.
A lot of people feel that way, yeah. But no, I don't think anybody would hate you.
I mean, good.
I mean, what the hell, you know? So you taught for a few years and what? You decided it's not for you or what?
Oh, my God. Teaching is emotionally taxing. It's a horrible profession to be in right now. You have to buy all of your own supplies.
That's true. You hardly get paid anything, right?
Yeah, it's so emotionally taxing.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. But yeah, after
that's
a few
terrible.
Years, I was just, you know, I couldn't keep
doing it. It's like you're spending your time, you get no thank you, no anything, right?
No, it's and also I think people think it's like, oh, you get 8 to 3 and then you have summers off and it's so much time off. That's not how it works. You have to work multiple jobs and, you know, there's all the planning that goes into it. So yeah, it's
exactly. And the parents to deal with and administration.
Yeah, parents, administration. And then there's all, you know, the backstory of all the kids. Like you care about them like they're your own. So, I mean, it's such an emotional and it's not you don't just leave it at home. It's an emotional job as well.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. So you're listening to Allison, and also we have a guest. We'll get to her in just a moment. We're not ignoring her. It's just that we need to introduce Allison a little bit. Because it's your first time here.
Yes, it is.
So,
and I've already started great. Everyone loves it.
So have you traveled at all out of L.A.?
Well, traveled, yes. When I was teaching, I was in Santa Barbara. So I lied. I haven't only been in Los Angeles. I traveled 20 minutes away from Los Angeles.
Oh, I see. Too. Wow. That's a world.
I'm a world traveler.
You are.
Yeah. I'm very worldly.
That's okay. I mean, this is the time to do it. You're still young, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to Hawaii in a few weeks.
Really?
Who knows what will happen there?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm seeing the whole world.
I love Hawaii. To me, I've been there several times, and to me, it's still like a dream, you know?
Oh, my God. It's the most peaceful place.
Yeah, have you been before?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I have. It's my favorite place on earth.
Yeah.
Everything's so different. Everyone's so slow paced.
Yeah.
I love it. It's that Aloha vibe.
I need that too.
Yeah.
I know.
It's the opposite of LA traffic in the morning.
Everything is the opposite of LA traffic this morning. You know, I'm telling you, it's like I was going to move to Oregon. Because I found a place on the beach. Well, a town on the beach.
Oregon has a beach?
Oregon's got a whole coast. It's even nicer than ours.
Can you believe I was an elementary school teacher?
Yeah.
I'm like, where is Oregon?
So much of her geography.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better go back to school.
I know. What?
Yeah.
Where is Oregon? How many states
well,
are there?
Oregon is north of us, okay? From California, you go to Oregon if you go north.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but at any rate, they got a coast, and I was at a place called Lincoln City, and they also had a lake there, and I was going to live right on the lake. I already found the place.
Oh, amazing.
And the last minute, I changed my plans because I have the business here, and I realized I can't really leave.
Yeah.
But that was, I mean, 8,000 people. It's so much slower than here, you wouldn't even believe.
It's gorgeous.
You know, so, yeah, I'm looking to get away from this hustle bustle.
Imagine being able to just breathe.
Yeah, yeah. And nature, you know, I mean, I love nature. I figure an hour in traffic here is an hour fishing somewhere else, you know, or
that'd
doing
be
something.
A bumper sticker or a t-shirt.
You're right?
Yeah, you could be rich.
Yeah, that's true. I'm known for a lot of great pearls of wisdom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope if anyone who's driving right now and heard that, I hope you pulled over to write that down.
Yeah, exactly. Or you just say it into your Siri.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, Allison, thank you for joining us.
Oh my
You're
God,
amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, you keep up that bubbliness every morning. You'll get far, you know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to continue where we invited Jasmine. And is it Shohai?
Shojai.
Yeah, because you see, I mean, I knew I shouldn't even attempt it because I learned on the show, don't attempt it. Just ask.
Just
me,
ask.
Right? Shojai?
Yep.
Okay, so I got it right.
Yep.
You see, the problem is in Spanish, the J's are like high, you know, like H's. Mm. So we're influenced by a lot of Spanish.
Right.
We think all the J's are like, you know, like H's. But that's a beautiful name. I mean, I'm sure there's not a lot like you, right? I mean, if you say Jasmine Shojai, people know who you are.
Yeah, like definitely in Western society, it's a very non-common name. So
right.
It's very unique.
So you have an accent. Where are you visiting us from?
Australia.
Australia. Where in Australia do you live?
Canberra, which is 3 hours away from Sydney.
Oh, okay. Doesn't tell me much. I mean, I know where Sydney is, but
yeah.
Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, Australia is definitely one place I wanted to
go
to.
I'm not even going to pretend to know where that is.
Right.
I don't even know where Ohio is.
Really? Are you serious? Okay,
kidding.
Well, so she's geographically challenged, yeah. You know what? If somebody from USC is listening, they're going to write in and say, what the hell's going on here? But, so, yeah, I mean, Australia is definitely a little farther from Santa Barbara, not too much.
Yeah, yeah, true.
She believes it, too. It's halfway across the world.
I know. We talked about it. It's a 14-hour flight, right?
Yeah, about
least,
14
right?
hours. I mean, sometimes a flight can be delayed. And I think it was the flight back that usually takes longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And you brought Josh with you. Introduce him to us, please, so we know. Do you guys work together? Are you an item? What's going on?
so we're both.
That's what I figured. You know, you start working with somebody, you connect. Or maybe you guys connected before you started working together.
It was kind of both, actually, because it wasn't too long after we kind of started casually dating that I decided to start modeling. I mean, I wanted to start modeling way before that anyway. Like, it was always a huge dream of mine to pursue. And, yeah, he has been absolutely so supportive from the very beginning, so I'm very lucky to have him.
Very nice. How long have you known each other now?
Like, we've known each other longer, so like I think 6-7 years, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So you guys are buddies, soulmates, maybe.
You could say that. Yeah, we definitely know each other.
He's looking at me. What do you mean? Well, I don't know you well enough, so I can't say for sure, you know. But Josh, welcome to the show, too. So you both are visiting from Australia. Where else have you been before LA in the States? Did you come straight from Australia here?
We came straight from Australia, well, just recently. We went to the States last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
We did visit LA as well, of course. We visited Vegas. We visited Seattle as well. So we've technically been, to three different locations in the States.
Yeah. Do you like LA?
LA is amazing. I love it. Like, right? I really do. It's just a different environment, especially in comparison to where we are based.
So you guys are like from a rather small town, or is it like a medium size?
I guess you could say small to medium. It's actually the capital of Australia, but not many people know that. Like, it's really the funny thing is it's really like politics based. Like, you have the Parliament House there. So a lot of jobs are government jobs. So it's kind of, in my opinion, it's like not fun enough for me. So, but in saying that, like, you know, doing modeling and doing like radio and acting, it makes sense. So a lot of creatives like myself tend to travel to Sydney or Melbourne or even overseas if you're based in Canberra.
Right. How many people live in Australia? Do you guys know? Or am I like challenging you here?
I think it's around 24 million.
24 million. Wow. So that's like a small town compared to Sydney and Melbourne and all that. But so I can see where you wouldn't want to live among politics when you want to model and stuff, right?
Oh, definitely.
It doesn't go together.
It doesn't.
Very cool. When did you start modeling?
I started modeling in like towards the end of 2015. Mm-hmm. And like, I think like every, like anything, or specifically modeling, sometimes it takes you a little while to really kick off.
I think
I did really well, or at least according to a lot of industry professionals told me, because I invested in a lot of like one-on-one courses, group courses, where they taught you the practical skills and the knowledge you needed to really become like an industry professional model.
Right.
But I'm really glad I did it, because I think if I just kind of did my own thing and did whatever, I wouldn't really be where I am today.
That's true. So you got to know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people realize how much work it actually takes to do that kind of stuff. They think you can just like break in and model and then that's it. But it actually takes a lot of courses and effort to actually do it.
Exactly. Especially if you want to be like the real deal, like an industry professional. If you just want to take photos and post them on Facebook and Instagram, then you can.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. By far it isn't. And yeah, if you are someone who takes it really seriously as a proper career, a lot of work on set and behind the scenes happens.
Right. Yeah, I can see some of your pictures on Instagram and stuff. High quality stuff for sure. If you guys want to check her out, what's your Instagram?
So my Instagram is Jasmine Shojai Model. My last name is spelled Shojai, in case you needed to know that.
Okay. I'm sure any spelling would find you, because Google is so smart that way. They can just look it up, you know?
Very true.
Yeah. So in Australia, so you've done the modeling mostly in Australia, I would imagine, at this point? Or have you gone overseas yet to do some work?
I've done modeling here in LA even up until today and on last year's trip. Like, I've done some photo shoots here and there to, you know, connect with people, get some stuff for my portfolio and that sort of thing. Right. And it's really great. Like, we've met so many people and made a lot of contacts, which is really good. Because, yeah, I have so many goals, and I definitely want to get higher up in the industry as a model, as an actress as well.
Ah.
So I think one of the most important things I got told by a lot of industry professionals in the States was that networking was a really important thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, meeting people, talking to them, is very important.
I know, and people don't just say that. It's true because, you know, it's like if you right. want to get a job or something, it's easier if you know somebody. They get you through the back door, you know?
I am so bad at it, though. Are you good at it?
I hate
networking.
Because it's really like, it's not like you need to force yourself upon people, but you just have to be yourself, be right. confident, be vibrant. Because if you're a really dull or arrogant person, of course, nobody really wants to meet you.
Yeah.
But if you like are the opposite of that and you come across as just an authentic person, like people will most likely want to get to know you, even if it's as simple as, you know, catching up for a coffee or what have you. Just like about doing those sort of
and showing up at gatherings and things like that where you can meet people, yes. you know, not going to bars and things like this. I mean, that's a different kind of networking. You'll find different kind of people.
Right.
But, you know, if you go to like gatherings, I mean, there's all kinds of different things that you can find like in common with other people.
Industry related events. I think that's right. the biggest part of networking is actually showing up.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have to be there, you know. People think it's going to come to you, but it's not like that. People move to LA all the time. They put up a sign, I'm an actor, and then they start waiting for the work to come in.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
I think
there's a huge line ahead of you yeah. for people that want to get the best parts, you know.
I think there's a misconception that you're going to be working at a coffee shop and someone's going to be like, excuse me, would you like to star in my film or can I make your movie? And it's not true. Like, you actually, like what you're doing, have to put the effort in and take the classes and really, you know, gain a following. And it seems like you're really doing all that.
Especially when you're an actor, you know, I mean, you got to put in a lot of work. But you say modeling is a lot of work too, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, out of the two, I'm more experienced in modeling naturally because I started that before. So for me, yes, it's still ongoing work, but I guess like I'm at that stage where 99% of the time I know what I'm doing because of that experience. With acting, I'm in acting school right now. Mm. So I've done a mini series. I've done an indie film, like an individual company film. And I've done television twice. And it really, all of those little things, especially acting school, gives me the skills and knowledge I need to become a professional actor. Again, it's the same thing like modeling. You need the professional skills and knowledge. You need to really know what you're doing. Otherwise, you're going to be on set and in comparison to other people, even though you want to be yourself, you're going to notice that you're not as professional as everyone else.
And you'd spend more time trying to get the right shot. And to them, it costs money. You know, it's like you got to be a pro. You got to do it quickly. And I get it. I totally get it, you know. And I would imagine there's a lot of, like, they say it can be boring because there's a lot of sitting around and things like that. Is that true?
For the film set, like...
Not for the film, for the modeling part.
For the modeling, I think there have been a few times where I was just standing, like, waiting for a few minutes for the photographer to set up lighting and stuff.
Nothing bad.
No, like, I love modeling. Like, time just goes so fast, and that's how you know that you really are in the right place, because you're not really focusing on the time. You're not thinking about, oh, when is this going to end? Because you're enjoying every moment of it. And of course, like, I mean, you don't have to be a photographer to know this. Of course, they have to make sure the setup is correct. Right. Otherwise, the photos aren't going to come out right. And, you know, it's all about just, if you really love what you're doing, you'll just naturally be patient. So.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you worked with brands or is it mostly independent stuff, or what kind of modeling have you done?
So I think if I had to pick a specific category that I've done the most of, it would definitely have to be like glamour modeling and magazine modeling.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I worked with a few brands here and there, but that's like magazine modeling at the moment has definitely been my, I guess, just the highest thing I've been doing.
Oh, that's so fun.
So I posed for Playboy about 7 times.
Oh, hell yeah. That's my dream. That's so fun.
It's amazing. I've done...
That's your dream. I mean, I don't understand that dream. That
oh, my God. I think it's so cool.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's so fun.
No, I mean, I've heard it so many times, you know, and you have to wonder, what's the dream about... you know, getting naked for the whole world to see. But I guess
I think it's so beautiful. And really? I think their new stuff is so, I don't know when you shot, but I think their new stuff is so artistic and so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like it aesthetically, it's like very modern and like, oh, I think it's so cool.
Right.
I think everyone has a different opinion, but I have to say, yeah, specifically the US Playboy, they've gone, as you said, very modern, very artistic.
Right.
Some of the other international editions are doing the same.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest, I think more than half of my Playboy things or features were implied or as wearing lingerie or bikinis.
Right.
Because that's been accepted as well. I think it's like only Playboy Plus, which I believe is
what
entirely
is
online.
Plus? I don't even know what that
is. I think it's like really explicit.
Oh.
As a photographer told me, I mean, you may not know this if you don't read the magazine, but Playboy Plus is a lot more like Penthouse or Hustler.
Oh, got it.
So
okay.
It's going to that extent, which is fine. Right. Like, as a model, you get to make decisions on how far you want to go.
Right. But yeah. But the Playboy, I think more is like FHM or Maxim or something, right?
Where yeah.
It's more suggested, you know, than anything else, you know. So that's pretty cool. Josh, how do you feel? I mean, you got like this beautiful woman and everything. You feel like you achieved something. I mean, it's not because she's talented also. She's got like, you obviously are like serious about what you're doing, you know. You hit the jackpot.
Yeah, she's very dedicated with what she does.
Uh-huh.
And driven.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say I'm very lucky to be with her, but
yeah.
I'm also there to help push her along as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you do all the things behind the scenes and stuff?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. And so you guys are traveling now. Are you touring the country or are you just in LA this time?
Just in LA, and then in a couple of days we head up to Toronto.
Oh, really? You're looking forward to Toronto? Have you been there before?
Yeah, we went there last year. That's where I shot, because there's a few Playboy photographers up there out of all places. That's where I did my cover for Playboy Croatia last year.
So cover was, girl?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, Croatia? In Croatia, did you say?
Yeah, so
that's
like
cool.
They have a lot of, I think nowadays, because the world's like really connected, especially for the international editions, they have a lot of photographers based like all over the globe. And
right.
Canada and US, at, like definitely there's a lot more photographers that work there for the glamour industry.
Right.
At least from what I found, like in Australia, it was, as much as it sounds really sad, was very low in comparison. But the really funny thing is, specifically Australia, I'm not sure about the rest of the world, and I was speaking about this with a lot of photographers and so on in the industry. The magazine industry for glamour modeling in Australia has really like hit the all-time low.
Really?
A lot of magazines died out, a lot of magazines started slowing down, or they, you know, basically just like I said, disappeared altogether, or just right. went online.
Yeah, they were digital, some of them.
Yeah, the internet probably.
True, yeah.
But it was just specifically Australia, like there have been so many conversations I had back there about it, and though in saying that, like myself, I've noticed a lot of Australian models who do that sort of work have gone to the US and Canada and other places, because that's where you can perhaps get more connected with Playboy and any other men's magazines, basically.
Oh,
right.
Interesting.
Right. So now I want to understand, when you decide to work with a photographer, is that like for a job that he already has, or will they just take shots of models and say, these are the pictures and I can sell them to you, to the customers? How does it work? Is it like per order? Do they hire you based on what they need right now?
I think it depends. I think it can be both.
Yeah.
Because a lot of shoots perhaps are properly organized where
right.
you know, the photographer model get together and say, yeah, we're going to submit to Maxim.
Right.
Example.
Because
then they'll get together and they'll do that. But if the photographer is seeking models, then
right.
they would do that as well.
I see.
But there has been editions where the magazines have like had pictures of all these different girls. And this is more specifically the case for when there's glamour modeling events, and you know what I mean? So they get all the girls together
right.
and they put them all into a feature in Maxim and so on. But like I said, it's all very, I guess, more quicker than before, because a lot of magazines have gone online, which has made it more global in a sense. So you could be anywhere in the world and you could be do a glamour modeling event. You can photograph everybody. You can email the magazine and say, yeah, we just did this international event. And then they get published. Because my most recent one was in, funny enough, Playboy Australia, but it's all like digital. And that was part of like the Aussie Babes feature. So a photographer from the US actually.
Aussie Babes sounds good to me.
I know, I like it.
Yeah.
At first I was thinking Ozzy Osbourne for a second, and then I realized what you're talking about.
Ozzy Australia. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't know where it is. How much you know what Ozzy is, right? Okay, go on.
But yeah, he came over, he photographed all these models, including myself, and we all got like we were a part of the like the special Aussie Babes section in Playboy Australia in June. Mm-hmm. So that's again digital, but people can see sneak peek on my social media.
Right.
A lot of people used to think that digital was so bad, but yeah. I think it isn't, only because if people really want to find you, then they can easily look you up or perhaps look the magazine up on Google and you would be there.
Yeah,
there's greater access, I feel like, when it's online.
Exactly. So for me, it hasn't actually bothered me because I think a lot of things in general have gone digital.
Yeah.
Like even when people are seeking models, they may not necessarily like go somewhere and try and find them. You know what I mean? They'll look online.
Right. Yeah.
So that in a sense would help you as a model to get discovered if they can see that you're being published in all these different high-end magazines.
Right.
Well, it's like anything these days is kind of moving towards digital. Even movies aren't even being wide released in theaters. Yeah. Everything's going straight to Netflix or Hulu or whatever. So everything's kind of making a move towards digital.
Yeah, yeah. So that's very interesting. Now, let's a little bit about yourself. Do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
Like, in a sense, you could almost call me an only child, but, like, in the sense that I've got, like, two half-sisters and one half-brother.
I see, okay.
All from, again, different, like, it's kind of complicated.
Different marriages.
Yeah, but in saying that, I grew up with everybody, like, I got to know, like, obviously we got really close and so on. It's kind of like, at the moment, everyone's been so busy the past 2 years in particular, so everyone like is studying, I'm doing my modeling. In some ways though, I wish I could catch up with them a lot more often, because I know when we were kids it was like, you know, everybody would be with
together
each other
all the time.
Exactly.
Right?
yeah now it's like the opposite. It's kind of scary because I'm thinking, you know, in 10 years time especially, I wonder how far apart everyone would be, because especially with me, with my, you know, my drive to travel.
Right.
Like, I love traveling. Yeah. In fact, I was just saying to Josh just recently a lot of the time that perhaps it was time to move out of Canberra, being the political city it is.
Where would you go?
I actually don't know, but I guess if it was close, Sydney would be the go-to place. I guess the only disadvantage with that is that, like, it's very expensive to live there. And I guess unless you had this guaranteed stream of work, you wouldn't exactly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like here. Yeah. I mean, LA is pretty expensive too, you know, for compared to other places in the States. And the thing is that, if you can't manage to survive here, I mean, this town will eat you up alive if you don't know how to play the rules here, you know? It really will. I mean, so many people come here and then they leave after a few years because, they didn't make it, you know? Because, it demands a lot out of a person. But would you consider living abroad too, or?
Oh, definitely. I think within the right circumstances, I would. I always think, like, there's my drive to travel, which is great because a lot of people are actually afraid of like flying and all sorts of things.
Right.
But, you know, I think with the right circumstances and the right plan in place, I would definitely consider living abroad, wherever that may be, even in the USA.
Cool. But did you like Seattle when you guys went there?
Like I did. In saying that, we did a lot of like fun stuff. I had my US manager is based there and he couldn't come to LA this month. And he put together like this huge party at Stage Seattle. Don't know if you guys have heard of that. And I did, I was involved in like an individual film. Right. So I had a supporting role in that. So I played a role in that, obviously. And yeah, it was like a lot of fun. It was very easygoing while we're there. So I wouldn't know exactly if it came to anything else, but yeah. we enjoyed our time.
Very cool.
What was the movie?
It is called The Alliance. Mm. So it's coming out soon. It's on IMDb.
Oh, cool.
And my IMDb is searchable on Google as well. So it's all on there.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to check it out, or if they want to like know when it comes out, it should all
be. Are you allowed
to
say what it was about or no? Is it still top secret?
I think last time I checked, it was kind of like top secret.
Okay,
but
got
it. I can tell you that I'm playing Anastasia, which that's the name of my character, and
okay,
I played
cool.
a supporting role. So it was
Not Anastasia for 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Not quite the same role. That's what I think about when I hear Anastasia, but it's such a cool name.
I was thinking the Russian Anastasia.
Yeah?
Same
yeah,
here,
like
actually.
Rasputin Russian Anastasia.
When I first saw the role, I was
just
like, oh.
Where my mind
yeah, I was
going to
say.
Right? Awesome. Well, we're talking to the Australian Jasmine Shojai, right? I'm still trying to get it right, Shojai. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably closer than anybody else in the States would pronounce it. So there you go. So how long are you staying in L.A. now?
For like, up until the 10th.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you? So you're working while you're here too? Is it more publicity and stuff?
More publicity, more networking, more doing some fun shoots. You know,
right.
to gain some content for my social media.
Uh-huh.
But I still think it's all well and good because we've gained a few contacts already. We've gained a lot of, even just a lot of attention just off my social media.
Really? So you feel that helps your career, the social media part of it?
I think it helps strongly when you do it right. Mm-hmm. In saying that, of course, I have my management, so they're working behind the scenes to try and establish like future jobs and so on and future projects. But yeah, I guess just from a modeling point of view, as an individual, as a model or any sort of talent, definitely working on your social media is a strong point. And making sure that all your content looks great and it makes sense. It's not like so random that people don't know what's going on sort of thing.
Yeah.
So the caption and the hashtags is also very important. And I found tagging people, even brands, is very important too, as much as that may annoy them. But then I think, well, it's not illegal. That's why that feature is there. So tag as many people as you feel relevant to try and get your photo out there.
Right. How is the number of followers, though, helping you in your career? How does that? Because, I mean, it's nice to have a lot, but I'm intrigued by how it contributes to your career. In what way?
Well, it does contribute into my career from an exposure point of view, because I think the more discoverable you are in general, even when it comes to Google or any sort of social media platform, the more that other people will find you, whether it's fans or actual industry professionals who sometimes do hire or inquire off Instagram. I literally confirmed a job back in Australia on Instagram last week.
Really?
It's crazy.
I know. We're just like, we told them these are rates if you want to book in, and they're like, yep, I'll do it.
Wow.
And your rates change based on how many followers you have.
I try to base it very like a bit of an old fashioned way. I try to base it off like how I'm going in my career. Like obviously I've done all these publications. This is my experience. And I think that's the way it should be, because sometimes you have all these people, especially if they bought fake followers,
which is crazy,
who may have 100,000 followers, but their experience could be so little.
Right.
And that shouldn't reflect on your actual skill. It should be like any other job. Look at your resume, look at what you're able to do and say, what am I worth?
Right.
And if you have management or an agency, they would help determine that rate and those guidelines for
right.
you.
And, you know, I feel even just by getting fake followers and stuff, they're already telling you who they are, you know?
Mm.
I mean, people that are not honest, you know, they just think that everybody's measured by the followers
right.
and everything. And there's really nothing there, you know? So I don't see the point in buying followers and stuff. I mean, they don't interact anyway. So what's the point, you know, today? People look at interaction, right? More than anything.
Yeah, engagement.
Engagement, yeah.
Engagement is very important. Otherwise, like I said, it kind of feels like a waste of your social media if no one's really interacting with you or really seeing your stuff, because that's the point. It's like your public gallery to show the world who you are and what you're capable of doing, whether those people are industry professionals or not. Because I think the more people know about you, as much as it sounds scary, the more like you're going to be known as whatever you're trying to prove, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. You know, and I say that I, from what I deduced from looking at people that make it in social media, you really have to reveal a lot about yourself, right? You can't be like just surface stuff, because that's not what is interesting to people.
You're the commodity. You're the brand.
The authenticity of it all. And I don't know that everybody can open themselves up, but I guess you can decide how much you open yourself up on social media. You don't have to completely reveal everything about your life and everything, but
definitely not. You have to be careful, because there's been a lot of stalking incidents. To be honest, there were a couple of times where I thought I was stalked, because things just seemed odd, but nothing has happened to me, thankfully. But I've just heard so many incidences like worldwide of influencers being stalked, whether they're verified or not. But I think I think you just have to come across as a very professional person. As someone told us the other day in a meeting, we caught up with some people, some industry professionals. They said there's going to be people who really love your work and they're going to be so supportive, even if it's just commenting. And then there's going to be like crazy people who hate you or not like anything about you for no reason. Right, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And saying that, of course, you don't want to assume that everybody's just out there to stalk you, because that isn't the case. Right. But I guess you just want to... You need to decide on how much you want people to know about you. If you want people to know your address and everything,
oh my God,
then go for it. But you know what I mean? There's like, I guess there's always a consequence to everything. But in saying that, like, I find it okay, in my opinion, as a lot of influencers and celebrities do as well, like to say, oh, I'm having lunch here, or I just went to this beach yesterday, or I went... You know what I mean? Like,
they check in everywhere and people know where they are, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's okay. But I guess if there was a reason for you to be concerned, like if you knew that someone was stalking you, maybe then...
trying to murder you, then don't check in.
Then don't do that. But
yeah,
I guess in most cases you would know about that. So
yeah, well, you may not. I don't know. In the beginning, people can just follow you, and I'm sure you have a lot of admirers and stuff. But yeah, I mean, you can just keep it... I think it's a certain persona that people put on social media, right? You put on what you want people to see.
Yeah.
It's not everything about you. People have to understand that, you know.
Have you ever had a troll or like anyone?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like there was this person was so random as well. This was back in Australia. Like when I say random, like their whole Instagram was like full of border collies, and so was the profile pic. And you know, that's fine if you really love animals. I do too.
Right.
But like their attitude was like the opposite of their feed.
It's always the most random people.
I know.
They have like a Bible quote in their bio and then they're so mean to you. It's so weird.
It was just revolting. Like they were just constantly being harassive. And I did it. They were harassive before, like commenting like, just, oh, why would I like this photo and blah, blah, blah. And then I did my first television appearance in Australia, which actually got broadcast as quite wide around.
Oh, amazing.
And basically, yeah, they commented about an hour after that, just making fun of what I was saying. And I was like, screw this. I'm just going to block them. Like my publicist told me, you either ignore them, block them, or even like the comments to acknowledge that you find it hilarious too.
Yeah.
So I was doing that, and then I eventually just blocked them because I thought the person was just being annoying. But in saying that, they were just so random. I'm sorry. Like who has pictures of dogs and then starts harassing and insulting
people?
Like,
I hate you.
Like it was just the weirdest thing. You wouldn't even think. But anyway, that's social media for you.
Yeah,
so.
It's so wild.
Yeah. So give people your social media again, at least Instagram, Facebook, so people can find you and follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So as I said, my Instagram is Jasmine Shojai Model. So is my Facebook. My Twitter is Jasmine_Shojai. My YouTube channel is Jasmine Shojai Model TV.
Oh, right. And I bet you nobody's going to remember that, but what they will remember is your name. You just put it into Google and everything comes up.
Find it everywhere.
Exactly. You know, thank goodness for Google, let me tell you. So in just the last few minutes, I just wanted to bring up what happened to me this weekend.
I was going to ask you about that, but I didn't know there was time for it.
No, I know, I know. This should have come in the beginning, but I didn't want to keep our guests waiting, you know. But and we'll get back to summarizing up everything. But I wanted to tell you that what happened was I was going to make a steak on Saturday morning. Well, Saturday afternoon.
Okay, I was like, okay,
yeah, not morning, but afternoon. After my maid left. My maid left around 12. So I'm like sitting outside. I'm looking at the grill, and I see that one of the knobs is turned. And I thought, there she goes again. For the second time, she just turned the knob and all the gas drained out.
She's
right?
Trying to kill you.
No, she just drained the fucking gas out. She didn't pay attention, I guess.
Yeah.
And these knobs are like not hard to turn. They're soft. So I said, oh, no, you know, no gas again. Now I got to go and get another one. So I said, well, let me light it and see if there's anything left. Right. So I pressed the lighter and everything. And opened the lid, and suddenly a blast of fire comes out at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because all the gas had been trapped under the lid. And you have to ask yourself, why is it only this time I lit the fire before I opened the lid? Usually you open the lid first.
Oh, no.
Right? So it was sort of a combination of all these intense things, and a blast of fire came out. I thought, I mean, it could have burned me completely. It singed some hairs. Look, she's laughing.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's like stupid.
I don't know,
but
it's amazing.
Yeah,
I like
but
it.
But no, really. I mean, so it singed the hair on my arms and everything.
Did it really?
Yeah, but very lucky. Very lucky. And it just shows you how, you know, you do things so fast without thinking sometimes.
It is true.
That you don't know where it's going to come from, you know? And, I mean, here you are at home, you know, and shit, and suddenly I'm thinking I would have turned into a fucking torch, you know?
There should be an ad for vegetarianism.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, don't make steaks, right? Or just be careful with the fucking thing. So now I double tighten everything, and the hell with it. I learned a lesson.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, just who would have thought, you know, the gas, that there was still gas there, and it was trapped in the lid. I mean, that's like, it took me split seconds to make all these moves.
Terrifying.
So wow. You think I couldn't have even avoided it if I wanted to. So there must have been some kind of a guardian angel or something.
Yes.
You know, somebody looking over me. It wasn't my time yet. And what worries me is not dying, but not dying with staying alive, but with all these burns. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, that would be scary. Wow.
I mean, you'd lose your sight, you know, your whole fucking face. Yeah, it scares the shit out of me. So I'm thinking, God, I can't be grateful enough.
That's true.
You know?
It kind of kicks gratitude into you when stuff like that happens.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does, you know? And then we have a niece that's in the hospital because she got hit by a car that crushed her legs.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, and that's terrible. So and she, we don't know if she'll walk again and stuff.
That's so horrible.
I know. I don't mean to bum you out, but the reason I brought it up is because I wrote a post yesterday. And I thought, you know, because my mom goes to the hospital a lot. And then I was in the hospital to see this niece. And I thought, you know, I wrote, you know, if you're unhappy because you don't have things, then go visit a hospital and be happy you don't have more.
Yeah.
Be happy about the things you don't have.
Service is the best way to step into gratitude immediately, I think. As soon as you're feeling bad about your own life, give to someone else.
Do it to somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. And so we'll see what's going to happen there, you know, and that's pretty sad. But at any rate, so I can't stop thinking about it, you know, and you think of all the miracles that really happened to us, you know. So what about you? Does God fit into your life anywhere?
I think he definitely does.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely consider myself as a spiritual person. Like, there's a lot of different views on spirituality and religion in general.
Right.
Like, a lot of Christian or even Catholic people would say, well, what you're doing is really wrong anyway. Like, you shouldn't be posing nude and blah, blah, blah.
Judging
but,
you.
Yeah, and that's fine. I guess when I say I'm spiritual, I say that I do believe in God, and I still think that a lot of the things that have happened for reason, because I guess like what you pursue and what you believe in, what you truly want in your heart is what I guess God would kind of help with you on the way, or the universe would kind of deliver that to you, but it may deliver to you in a way that you don't quite understand. So you'll experience a lot of like things. Like this year, there was a lot of challenges that happened to me this, and I just didn't understand why they were happening, and perhaps I still don't. And I kind of felt, well, you know what? Maybe they're happening now because next year, because I know there's a lot of things that I'm constantly working on, and perhaps next year there's going to be a lot of things that I'm working on. Therefore, if they happen now, then that would give me the space to focus on better things for next year, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And in saying that, like, it was really funny because ever since when I was little, I really looked up to actors, models, and celebrities. They just really inspired me, and I kind of like really loved the whole vibe, and I just really loved the whole industry. And then it wasn't until I was 17 that I decided I wanted to do modeling, but a lot of things kind of happened at that stage as well. And then I was in a domestic violence relationship from like the age of 20 to 21, and I got out of that. And even that, I mean, I'm sure you could say that if people hear screaming and all that, of course they're going to call the police, but I guess that isn't always the case. So the police came, and apparently, and it was really funny because the moment they came, the door was also open because my ex was trying to throw me out. And, you know, someone had called the police because they heard all this, you know, commotion. And anyway, they came, and things kind of, not so, but things kind of happened from there. Like, I obviously got a DVO and all, you know, what's like charges. That? So it's like a domestic violence order. So the person doesn't come near you.
A restraining order,
Yeah. So all of these things happened, and it was just a really emotional time at first, but even gradually getting out of that, things got better as they would. And I guess I could thank, you know, the universe, or could thank the person who called the police to begin with, or could thank the justice system for that. Because if it wasn't for any of those things, I perhaps would still be in that relationship. But in saying that, I mean, it had already been a few months by then, so it made me really like a stronger person. And in many ways, perhaps that's what I needed to kind of move forward from that whole experience, but also kind of move forward into my life. Like, what do I really want to do? So when I started modeling, I was already this strong person, because I experienced all of that.
That's
and
great.
It was just, it gave me this kind of head start in the sense of life and bravery, because of, again, because of that experience. And it was kind of funny how it all played out, because he kind of helped me get out of that whole situation as well, as in Josh. And then he started becoming my manager not long after I started modeling. So it was really weird in a way, now looking back, how that all played out.
But in
saying that, it wasn't planned. I wasn't planning to be in a domestic violence relationship. I wasn't planning even to get out of it, because I was in a very confused state. And
so that went on for a year or so, that relationship.
Well, it went for a few months. So it was like really, like, obviously not so great time.
Right, but at least you realized early on, though, that this is not working out. I mean, in a few months already to have violence in the relationship, that's not normal at all.
It's definitely not, but it's amazing how common it actually is, at least when I was looking at statistics in Australia. So it was really sad about how many women it was happening to, of all ethnicities.
I've been in a relationship like that too. It's not it's not, it is extremely common, and no one really talks about it.
Exactly. I mean, not every incident, especially that, gets published on the news, and not everybody talks about it as a victim either. So it was just one of those things that's actually really common, but perhaps it's not broadcasted as much as it could be. But like I said, I moved on from that, and everything kind of happened. And looking back, it now kind of makes sense, because even when I was first thinking about my life, I kind of wanted, I wasn't even doing much. I was sitting in the mall, and I was like, I want to do something spontaneous. And that spontaneous thing ended up being a photo shoot. So.
What a way to wrap up the interview. I mean, really, You're an amazing, intriguing guest. Thank you so much for joining us, Jasmine. Again, you guys can just look her up online. Give your name once again.
Jasmine Shojai.
Okay. And just look it up. Go on Google. You'll find her everywhere. Beautiful, talented, very ambitious. I mean, you got it all. And this guy has you. I mean, come on. He's even luckier than you are. Are you kidding me? But congratulations to you guys and everything that you do. Continued success. And come back to visit us sometime. You know, we'd love to have you. Awesome. Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was so
much fun. Of course. Of course it is. I know. That's why I do it. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.